Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Sons and a daughter dear, by day and night they were contriving to fill their parents' hearts with fear. He told his secrets to no other but to her brother. This he said, I think our servant caught our sister. I think they have a mind to wear. I'll put an end to all their courtship. I'll send him silent to his grave. They asked him to go a-hunting without any fear or strife. And these two bold and wicked villains, they took away this young man's life. And in the ditch there was no water, where only bush and briars grew. They could not hide the blood of slaughter, so in the ditch his body lay. Don't weep for me, my dear, as you
If you like rock in all its forms, you will love Glory Days. You can listen to us locally on 93.2 FM and on the telly, and anywhere in the world on sheffieldlive.org. What do you think, Dawn? You know what? I think he likes it. That's Glory Days, every Monday 1 till 3 here on Sheffield Live. Bosh, bosh. Oops, I've had an accident.
The Midweek Mix. Every Wednesday from 9 PM. With Adam H. and special guests. All the latest mixes from your favourite DJs. Weird news from our Reese and much more. Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
This is Communities Live.
Because at that time the housing was cheaper.
I know it's not a big city centre, but there's still quite a few shops I quite like it.
Dog and Partridge on Trippitt Lane every other Thursday.
I love the green room just for like acoustic nights.
This is Communities Live.
It's a very big question, isn't it?
We have a diverse society in Sheffield.
I like all the art sculptures.
It's friendly, there's a lot to do.
I really like the Peace Gardens. I like all the little fountains and little areas that you can just sit out and chill in.
Sheffield is a very nice city.
This is Communities Live.
I love Sheffield, yes. Love it. Been here 17 years.
I like Sheffield because the people are very friendly.
This is a large student community, so it makes it like very lively, very vibrant city in that regard, and also very multicultural, no?
And we love the Sheffield people.
Everything, the city, the nature, the outside of Sheffield. It's lovely. Great place.
We'll be right back.
Sheffield, made by you.
I do apologise there, folks. We're having a few technical issues with the computer today. This is Chris and Ellie here on Commuters Live at Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Good afternoon. How you doing, Bradley?
I'm good, thank you. I'm not sure if my microphone's turned on at the thing.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah, I'm not bad, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. It's a bit unusual for Monday. I mean, we're never usually here on the Monday, but we've got to... we're going to do a live show for you today. We have a few technical issues here in the studio, so sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. We was going to play another song before we actually came on live on air, but that's changed now, so... Yeah. How you doing? Brad,
I'm not bad, thanks. Yeah, it feels like a Thursday.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's amazing how time flies, isn't it?
Yeah, because like we're usually here Thursdays, so it just feels like a Thursday because we're usually here on Thursdays.
Yeah. And we've got a new member of the team coming to join us on Thursday, which I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
So I hope he's listening, and can't wait for him to come here in the studio. So we'll introduce him on Thursday for you, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. So, did you watch the match yesterday?
No, I didn't. United and Wednesday match?
Yeah, no, United and Wednesday match. Yeah, and I think, well, I've got to be impartial on this, like I say, but I think it's a shame that Wednesday went down the way they did.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think what happened was very, very fair, especially with the controversy with the owners and stuff like that. So I've got to be honest, and as controversial it might sound to United fans, I actually do feel sorry for Wednesday because they didn't deserve what happened to them, really.
Yeah, like with the previous owner, you mean?
Yeah. I mean, it could have happened to anybody, really. I mean, you know, it could have happened to any football team and that. And it was just a shame. And I hope in the near future... that they can rebuild, and wish them the best of luck, really.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see that one, isn't it? Yeah.
So, but, I mean, but, yeah, I've seen the match, and it was a really an intense match.
I heard the city centre was really busy yesterday as well, like around
well, town. That's why, I'll be honest with you, I avoided the city like the plague.
Yeah, I avoided it as well.
Because you just had to look on Facebook, I mean, and TikTok and that, and I mean, it's absolutely hectic.
It were rammed, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you could have even moved
in
the city centre itself. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And that's all for a football match, it's you know. But I think it was a big day because, like I say, for United, because they were going to be the ones that were going to send Wednesday down, and which they did. And but again, it was a big day for Wednesday as well. And unfortunately, it's... not what they wanted, but unfortunately it's happened, and like I say, I hope they rebuild in the near future, and let's get them back up to the Championship, because we would like to have more local derbies for them.
Yeah.
So that's my opinion. I've got a review that I'd like to talk about later on as well. We're going to have a little quick break first. I think we're going to play Enter Sandman, and I'm going to buy Metallica. So this is Enter Sandman.
We'll be right back.
Well, my name is Martin Simpson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and sheffieldlive.org.
Sheffield band, that was Def Leppard and Pyromania. And we also played before that, we had Metallica and Enter Sandman. So, Brad, we were talking a bit about GTA, yeah. Which is Grand Theft Auto to our listeners who don't know, who doesn't play video games. Yeah. So, I mean, we were just talking about what is our favourite GTA video game.
Yeah.
Which game would you say that is? And you said you chose three.
Yeah, there's three that I can't pick between, which is San Andreas, 4 and 5, but all for like their own different, because they all seem different, so
yeah.
I like them all for their own individual it's almost like they have their own individual identity in a way, because they all seem so different.
I don't know if it's a problem with your microphone. Just keep speaking in, will you, please?
Okay. Hello, talk.
It's very
hello,
low, mate. Do you want to bring me... Sorry about this, ladies and gentlemen. We are, like I say, we are experiencing a couple of technical issues here. Do apologise about that. I think there's something wrong with the microphones. Just try again.
Hello. We were
saying. That's better.
Shall I use this mic instead,
yeah,
then?
Yes. Okay. Sorry about that, Brad. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. So, anyway, you were saying.
Yeah, so it's between San Andreas 4 and 5, because they all seem... It's almost like they all have their own identity in a way, so I like them all for that individual sort of thing about them.
Sure. And, I mean, what would you say... I mean, the game started way back in 1990s on the PlayStation, original PlayStation.
Yeah.
But what would you say was the game that made GTA today? What would you say it is?
GTA 3, I think.
GTA 3.
Because that's when it first became... Was that the 3D universe? GTA 3?
Yes.
Yeah. Because that's... That's kind of what made it as it is, more of a third person with the camera behind the character instead of directly down like the first couple of GTAs were.
And I mean, I've seen a couple of trailers for the new GTA 6, and I mean, I can't wait for that. And I hope it comes out this year, but I think if it comes out, if it's delayed again to another year, then I'm up for that as well, because I think it needs... This is one of those games that you can't mess around with, and
definitely.
You can't rush it out. You know,
yeah,
you've got to really take your time with it. And I think a lot of people might disagree with me saying we want it now. We're saying that don't delay it. We want it now. Well, yeah, you can have it now, but would you rather have a rush game, or would you have a really polished game with all content there? And so, I think I know what I'd rather have.
They did delay Red Dead 2 a couple of times, and that then ended up being like one of the best games, in my eyes at least, one of the best games out there.
It was, I mean, the single player was good.
Yeah.
I was really disappointed with.
But campaign wise, definitely one of the best games.
One of the greatest games out there. And I mean, I was a bit disappointed with it online because I was expecting a lot more content than that. I was expecting, like, on par with what GTA Online was going to be.
Yeah.
So, but I think a lot of people were more focused on getting GTA Online, more content for that.
Yeah.
Because there was a rumour that there was going to be some story expansions
for
the actual campaign for GTA 5.
I never saw any.
But we haven't done... No, but they've done that for the online now.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they cancelled the story DLC and they said... Instead of putting it on on the online instead, so
it's going to be kind of like what they did with GTA 4, that got like two story expansions,
two story DLCs, but we can't. Yeah, I mean, it was going to be like that, but I think we focused on the GTA Online, and it's still popular to this day. I mean, it's still.
I still play it a lot. Still,
it's one of the best. It's one of the old-time best-selling games, but I mean, like, how many remasters have we actually done of the same game? I mean, I've lost count now.
Not as many as Skyrim.
Well,
Skyrim's done more.
Yeah. Speaking of Elder Scrolls, I mean, there's supposed to be... Is it Elder Scrolls 6, is it? Or 7?
Yeah, 6 is the next one.
6 or 7, 6. I mean, that's taken a long time to come out as well.
Yeah, it is.
Apparently, they said it's going to take about... another 4 or 5 years for it to come out. I mean, I can't see it coming out for this same generation, if this is going to be the case.
Maybe for the next Xbox and the PS6, maybe. Mm. PlayStation 6, maybe.
But do you think there's going to be another Xbox?
I don't know.
And the reason why I'm saying that is because Xbox now are more focusing on putting games on the PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
Like... I mean, we had Gears of War that's just come out on PlayStation.
Yeah.
We've had...
the next Halo will be on there.
The next Halo.
Forza Horizon.
Fable.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think we're just going to be wasting their time making another Xbox?
I don't know. Like, from what I've heard, the next Xbox might be like a PC console hybrid, but I'm not sure, given what's happening at the minute with Xbox.
Oh, I think this is my opinion. I mean, I would love to see them work with Sony on a console.
Yeah.
Because if they're already giving the games that to the PlayStation, I mean, to say, let's say a game, I mean, it costs must cost about, in development, I mean, let's just say roughly around a couple of hundred million, yeah, at least. I mean, there's some games that are way, way up there.
Yeah.
And I think if you're going to cost save on game development, you want to reach the wider audience as possible.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, like, why don't Microsoft and Sony join together,
yeah,
and make a console of themselves? I mean, controversial as it might sound.
Saying that, isn't that kind of how the PlayStation came about? Like, Sony and Nintendo were going to do a console together, and that's how the PlayStation 1 came about.
Yeah, I think it did, yeah. I mean, I think that's, yeah, yeah.
That's kind of what happened with Sony and Nintendo back then in the 90s.
Yeah, and I mean, Sega used to make some cracking... Yeah. Consoles as well, and I mean, we used to make the Sega Mega Drive, the Sega Genesis, Sega Game Gear,
yeah,
the Sega Dreamcast. I remember that. I mean, you weren't born then, I don't.
Yeah,
think.
I never played a Sega console.
So, but I mean, you missed out on some great,
yeah,
games. And speaking of classics, I mean, I want to say thank you to Limited Run Games for giving me a review copy of Fighting Force for Collection, which is Fighting Force 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Now, this has started off as an original PlayStation game.
Okay.
And it was made by Ida, so I'll clarify that.
Okay.
It started off as... a sequel to Streets of Rage, which is for the Mega Drive.
Okay.
And Mega Drive, Sega didn't want another sequel because they said they've already got their own plans for a sequel for Streets of Rage. And they said, well, instead of scrapping the entire game altogether,
rebrand it as something else.
And it was Eidos, they were the publishers,
yeah,
but it was Core Design that actually made the game. So okay. I was writing the right lines. But yeah, I want to say thank you for Limited Run Games for giving me the game. It's a really, really good game. It brings back nostalgia.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, back in the day, I mean, talking about nearly 30 years ago, I mean, God, I hold on. I mean, I'm ancient now to say that it's over 30 years ago. I can't believe it, you know. But we said the game itself, if you like classic brawlers and stuff like that, it's like, you know, like the arcade kind of style games,
yeah,
that you don't get now. It was kind of like that, where you like just have to beat the enemy and then you move on until...
Yeah.
And you keep doing that. That was the first game, and great game it was.
Yeah.
The second game, the second Fighting Force game, was completely different to what the first Fighting Force was.
Hmm.
So, in the first Fighting Force, you had to, like, co-op. You had, like, four different characters that you could choose out of, all with different skills and stuff like that. And, I mean, it took me about 3-4 hours to complete, but knowing me, I'm a completionist, so I wanted to see, yeah, every nook and cranny, all, yeah, secrets and Easter eggs that were there. And so it took me quite a lot longer to complete all that. Fighting Force 2, I was surprised with the direction that we actually went in for the sequel. I thought we would have carried on with the brawler.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, the brawler, the elements are still there, the fighting elements are still there, the shooting, the weapons and that, but it was more focused on a single player,
yeah,
campaign than instead of an arcadey multiplayer game.
Yeah.
So that was an interesting take, really. But I mean, do you like nostalgia? Do you like classic, yeah, games?
Yeah, like, I'm always replaying the Halo games all the time, like, from the original Bungie ones, so... Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people, and I think I can understand why. I think a lot of people would struggle going back to the classic PlayStation games. And the reason why is because I think a lot of people are more focused on the graphics there.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. I mean, I don't have a problem with graphics. I think if the gameplay is good, then the game is good. It doesn't matter, always matter about the graphics. Mm. But a lot of people always think about, it's got to be about the graphics, it's got to be about the graphics. So that's what a lot of gamers think there, I think. And I've done a review on the Fighting Force series, and I gave it an 8 out of 10. And I want to say thank you so much to Limited Run Games for sending me a copy. And thank you, Poppy, if you are listening to the show. I really appreciate it. And I can't wait for you to see what you bring out next, really.
Yeah.
So, and I want to also ask you, Brad, I mean, with GTA, going back to GTA 6 there, do you think it should be released this year, or do you think it might need a bit more time?
Well, I think if it's ready, then definitely release it as soon as it's ready, but... You know, if it needs more time, then it needs more time. So,
yeah.
I'd rather release it. I'd rather than have them making sure it's ready first before they release it, than just rush it.
Yeah, I mean, there's one game that I'm certainly looking forward to, and I mean, I'm a huge, huge fan of a franchise.
Yeah,
and that is 007 First Light.
Yeah.
Have you seen the trailers for that?
I've not. No.
Right. Have you seen any of the James Bond films?
Just the Daniel Craig ones.
Right, well, I recommend watching the trailers, because it's like, it's a reboot of the film franchise. There hasn't been a game on James Bond since 2012.
Was that Quantum of Solace, was it?
No, that was it. Quantum of Solace was released in 2008, and the last one was called 007 Legends.
Was that one of the Daniel Craig ones?
It is. Well, Daniel Craig was in it.
Because there was one or two games with Daniel Craig in it.
Yeah. Well, Daniel Craig was in it. I mean, well, actually, all of them was Daniel Craig, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, you had GoldenEye. I mean, it was all right from Activision, but you're not going to beat the original GoldenEye.
Yeah.
I mean, Nintendo 64, that is the classic game. You had... Bloodstone, which is an original James Bond adventure, but it felt rushed.
Okay.
It felt unfinished for me, and I think because they didn't give him enough time, Activision wanted to churn out year after year games.
Right, okay.
And, I mean, Quantum of Solace, it was a good start, it wasn't great, I mean... They wanted to make it into like another Call of Duty, but a bit more technical.
Okay.
But James Bond is not Call of Duty.
No.
I mean, it needed a bit more than just Call of Duty shooting elements and stuff like that. What else? GoldenEye, again, like I say, you're not going to beat the original. We made a reimagining of GoldenEye.
Mm.
And I can't say that it was the best... I mean, it was the better of the Daniel Craig games.
Yeah.
It was the better one, but compared to the classic ones, it wasn't going to beat the original.
Yeah.
And 007 Legends, I were really disappointed with.
Hmm.
Because you had, like, your classic films. You had, like, Moonraker, which I would say is a classic, but it was all right. I would have probably said Live and Let Die would have been more of a classic than Moonraker.
Yeah.
Goldfinger, best films out there.
Hmm.
So we've gone right with that one. We had Honor Majesty's Secret Service. And then we had, I'm trying to remember... Die Another Day, which I will say no more about that. And then we had License to Kill.
Yeah.
And then we had DLC for Skyfall, which if you didn't have an internet connection back then, you're never going to find out what the ending was. And I think that was a really bad move, really, because the ending really was where Skyfall ended.
Okay.
it didn't end where, spoilers if you haven't seen the film, where the house is on fire and all that. They actually went to Shanghai.
Okay.
Where they took out that sniper, that Patrice, is it?
I can't remember what they're called. Yeah.
I think his name Patrice or something like that. And the end of the game there. But they released it unfinished because it's like they were waiting until the film came out for the DLC.
Okay.
But the DLC is the ended. So, but you didn't.
Right.
So, you get to see the beginning of the, like, Skyfall, where he gets shot.
Okay.
And James Bond gets shot and he falls into that river.
Yeah.
And it left it there. So you don't know.
That's where they left the game?
Yes.
It's a weird place to leave it.
So, he was shot and it was like they were going back in time with his previous missions.
Okay.
And it ended with Die Another Day. And it didn't show you if he got out of the river or it just ended with Die Another Day.
Well, if you've seen the films, though, you'll know kind of know what happens.
Well, yeah. But it's like, if you haven't seen the films,
yeah,
the ending's missing and it's, yeah, it wasn't a good idea as far as I'm concerned. But a lot of games are doing that now, unfortunately. They're leaving the true ending out on DLCs.
Right, okay.
I mean, there was another one called Doom of Dark Ages. I mean, you've got the main campaign, and it's playable from beginning to end. You know, it's a finished game. But they're doing DLC that's going to take place after the game.
Okay.
Instead of making a sequel. So, what's your thoughts on that?
Maybe they don't. Maybe this DLC, it might not be quite long enough to be quite a sequel.
Yeah.
Because DLCs tend to, from my experience with them at least, DLCs tend to be a little bit shorter than the full game itself.
Yeah. But saying that though, I mean, look at Cyberpunk. I mean, look at how much of a journey that game gave.
Yeah.
And then they released Phantom Liberty, and that was supposed to be a DLC. It's not a sequel.
Yeah.
And they gave us the same amount of content than what the story did.
All right, okay.
So, it's just interesting that, do you think DLCs are the future, or?
I don't know, like, they've been doing DLCs for years and years, like, that's basically what Destiny 2 is, it's just full of DLCs now. Like, all of the extra.
Yeah.
I've not played it for a while, but.
You know, I'll be honest with you, I was disappointed with this. Destiny.
COVID was the last time I played Destiny, yeah, so about four or five years ago now.
I've never played it. I mean, after that, I just fell out with it.
Yeah.
And it was like, same with, I mean, another one, The Division.
Yeah.
Tom Clancy's The Division 2. I mean, how many DLCs has that had?
I've not even played it, so I don't know.
And Rainbow Six Siege. Now, I used to like Rainbow Six because of a campaign.
Yeah.
But Rainbow Six Siege doesn't have a campaign.
So it's all like multiplayer online?
It's all multiplayer online.
Right,
and,
okay.
It's been like that for 10 years. And everybody, a lot of people have been clamouring for a DLC. For a story.
Yeah.
Campaign. But they weren't giving, they're not giving it to them.
Hmm.
So, but I don't know what's going on with this computer. I think there's a few problems with this computer.
It is really slow today.
Yeah.
Like slower than usual slow.
I was going to play another song. I mean, unfortunately, we're having a few problems there, so sorry about that. Have you got anything to talk about, Brad? Because at the moment, I don't know what's going on here.
Well, the only thing I can think of is the news with Xbox at the minute. That Phil Spencer is, I don't know if he has already left or if he is leaving.
Yeah.
That is, he won't be the CEO of Xbox anymore. Is it the CEO or the head
CEO
of Xbox? Yeah.
Well,
and they're getting someone else into to replace him. I can't remember the name of the new person, but they have already got someone.
I think it's interesting that, because like I said, because if they're gonna make a new Xbox, they've got to really up the game and also make some exclusives
as
well. Because it's like I said before, if they're gonna just place games on PlayStation, they don't need another console as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my opinion. I mean, I might be wrong on that, but I mean, I think the console wars is over now.
Yeah, I think Xbox putting their games on PlayStation definitely, like, helps with ending the console wars.
So, but, I mean, are you also a Nintendo fan as well?
Yeah, yeah, I've got a Switch.
You've got a Switch?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you reckon to the Switch 2?
I've not played it yet, but I have held one and seen one in person. Compared to the Switch 1, it's massive. Compared to the Switch 1, like, in size.
Yeah.
It's almost as big as a Steam Deck, if you've ever seen one in person.
I have seen a Steam... Well, I haven't seen one in person, but I have heard of a Steam Deck.
Yeah.
And be honest, I've never even played on Steam, so...
I've tried a Steam Deck.
So I've got to do a lot of chasing up on games and stuff like that. But, I mean, I played on the Switch, and... because my nephew's got one, my little, and he plays on like Sonic and Super Mario and stuff like that. And it looks a bit complicated at first when you look at it and how to control it.
Yeah.
And I think it's because, I don't know, because now I'm always used to having the controller in my hand.
Yeah.
I'm not used to having the full console in my hand.
Yeah.
So whether that's partly because of the reason, I don't know.
Well, you can remove the controllers off the Switch, the full fat version, not the light version, because the light version it's permanently attached.
Oh right, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, the normal version of the Switch, the OLED Switch, the Switch 2, like the controllers can literally come off.
Yes.
And for my Switch, I've got like a little. It's almost like a dock for the two controllers.
Yeah, yeah.
So the two controllers pair together to make one big. It's almost like an Xbox controller in a way, but it's not Xbox, it's Nintendo. So.
Right. So, look, interesting, because, I learned something new today, so thanks for that, Brad. I've never been, never thought about getting a Switch, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
No. And, because don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with handhelds.
Yeah.
I mean, I just always prefer the actual... full fat consoles itself, you know what I mean? I've always been a PlayStation fan.
Yeah.
And same with Xbox. I mean, you used to have the Xbox back in the day.
Yeah.
But I think a lot has changed now that, it's. I don't think consoles are going to be in the future soon, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think it'll be more like VR headsets.
Yeah, maybe. I think I'll be a part of it at least.
What do you think? What do you think the future will be?
I think a lot of it will be like PC, like because from what I've heard with Xbox rumors, it's going to be like a PC console hybrid, and I'd imagine that the next PlayStation will be like a million times more powerful than the current PlayStation. So you know,
it makes you wonder how can we get more powerful than what we've got already.
I don't know.
I mean...
But I think it'll be a lot more expensive than what the current consoles are.
Well, I mean, the PlayStation 5 Pro was nearly £800.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's no difference to it as far as I'm concerned. All that we had, it's got that... Is it PSSR? Which is, like, an upscaled version to play your classic PlayStation games.
I'm not sure. I've never heard of that. I'm not sure.
But if you don't have a 4K TV, you're not going to notice the difference.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, whether we're just going to make an enhanced version of the PSSR, I mean, I don't know. But, it makes you wonder where we're going to go with it next.
Yeah.
And also, I think if you're if you're listening, Sony, please give us more memory. Because when you got 1 terabyte in your console... And you got a Call of Duty game that's about 300-400 gigs.
Yeah.
You're not going to get any more games on there, are you?
No, it's not much storage, really.
So, if you're listening, Sony, I mean, this is a recommendation to you. Please give us more memory. But that's my opinion. So, anyway, we're going to play another song there. So, we're going to play Duran Duran, Ordinary World.
We'll be right back.
Always flies when we're here.
You know, it's unbelievable, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
And I want to say thank you again to Limited Run Games for sending me a copy of Fighting Force Collection. It's a great game. If you enjoy the nostalgia of the original PlayStation games, I recommend playing that. Now we're coming near to the end of the show, and we'll be back on Thursday.
Yeah.
So I will see you. This is Chris Anelli.
I'm Bradley Middleton.
And I'll see you Thursday. Goodbye.